Alt dette den hellige ånds verk.
It's so important to be baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Det så vesentlig å være døpt I den hellige ånd.
Now, the devil doesn't want you to speak in tongues.
Djevelen vil jo ikke at du skal tale I tunger.
Some people don't believe in it.
Og en del mennesker tror
jo
ikke på det.
The devil surely doesn't want you to speak in tongues.
Så djevelen vil I hvert fall ikke at du skal
snakke
I tunger.
Because it proves that Jesus rose from the dead.
Men det beviser at Jesus stod fra døden.
We see this in Acts 2:33.
Det ser vi I Apostlenes gjerninger 2:33.
Peter preached on the day of Pentecost.
Han prekte det på pinsedag.
He tells the people how you crucified Jesus, but God rose him from the dead.
De sa, dere korsfestet Jesus, men Gud vekket han opp fra døden.
And he went to heaven and is exalted at the right hand of God.
Han satt nå ved Faderens høyre hand og oppløftet der.
And he received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit.
Og han mottok fra Faderen løftet om den hellige ånd.
And he poured out what you now see and hear.
Og utøste den over oss. Det det dere ser og hører.
What did they see? 120 people.
Hva kunne de se? 120
they
mennesker.
They looked like they were drunk.
De så ut som de var drukne.
They looked very strange.
De så veldig rare ut.
They were making a big commotion.
De lagde masse bråk.
It attracted a big crowd.
Og tiltrakk seg masse mennesker.
And what did they hear?
Og hva hørte de?
They heard them speaking in their languages.
De hørte dem tale I tunger.
Many times in China I've heard Chinese speaking fluent English.
Mange ganger så har jeg hørt kinesere taler flytende engelsk
they don't
på tunger.
Word of English.
Men de kan ikke engelsk.
I heard one man using Shakespeare in English quoting the book of Psalms.
Jeg hørte en som brukte Shakespeare språk, altså sånn King James type engelsk og siterte fra salmene.
Speaking with an Oxford accent.
Men Oxford aksent.
And the guy doesn't know A, B, C, D.
Den karen, han kan ikke
A, B, C, I've heard this so many times.
Jeg hørte mange ganger.
We've had many Americans and British people speaking Chinese languages.
Men jeg hørte amerikanere og britter som snakker kinesiske språk.
I was in a place called Ludenscheid in Germany.
Jeg var I Ludenscheid I Tyskland.
A pastor called Walter Heinrich has a ministry like Jackie Pollinger among young people.
Pastor heter Walter Heinrich som har en menighet der sånn, og som jobber sammen med Jackie Pollinger og andre mennesker.
And people that were on drugs and these kind of things, you know.
Folk som kommer ut av narkotika problematikk.
And they had a big youth meeting.
De hadde et stort ungdomsmøte.
And with a group of Jackie Pollinger, we had a group from China.
Og med en gruppe fra Jackie Pollinger så hadde vi en gjeng fra Kina.
And we're praying for the people.
Vi ba for folk.
And they're speaking in tongues.
De talte I tunger.
And I heard a lady speaking. She was like, you know, 16, 18 years old, the blonde-haired German lady.
Jeg hørte et tysk jente, blond hår, 16, 18 år gammel.
I heard her speaking. It sounded like Chinese.
Og det låt som kinesisk.
But I couldn't understand what she was saying.
Jeg kunne ikke skjønne hva hun sa.
So I asked the people on the team.
Så jeg spurte de som var på teamet.
Do you know what she's saying?
When
the girl, yes,
ja,
I'm
henne.
From a place called Chongqing.
Ja, fra et område som heter Chongqing.
That's a big city of tens of millions of people in central China.
Det en stor by midt inne I Kina.
She's speaking my dialect.
Hun snakker min dialekt.
This is no one who's speaking of this dialect, but only.
Det ingen andre her I gruppen som snakker den dialekten.
Just a local dialect.
Det min lokale dialekt.
She's speaking perfectly, she said.
Hun snakker flytende.
See, this is a sign that Jesus is alive.
Det også et tegn på at Jesus
Now,
lever.
Not everyone will understand what you're saying.
Det jo ikke alle som vil skjønne hva
but
du sier.
But tongues is a language.
Men tunger
it's
språk.
Not just people go la la pa la la pa pa. That's not tongues.
Det ikke sånn la la pa pa la la pa pa. Det ikke tunger.
Many times I've spoken tongues. People have said, I heard you speak in Swiss or I speak you heard you speak in Italian other languages.
Folk har snakket, de har sagt at jeg snakker på sveitsisk, jeg snakker på thai og alle mulige språk.
So you will speak in a language.
Så det kan gå til at du har et språk.
And then from tongues comes the miracles.
Men så ut fra tungene så kommer
Now, Jesus is referred to in the book of Acts as Jesus of Nazareth, a man.
Man refererer til Jesus fra Nazareth, en mann.
But he was anointed by the Holy Spirit.
Som var salvet av den hellige ånd.
You see, we are men and women.
Vi menn og kvinner.
We have our own address.
Vi har vår egen adresse.
But we are also anointed by the Holy Spirit.
Men vi også salvet av den hellige ånd.
Jesus didn't perform the miracles because he's the Son of God.
Jesus gjorde ikke tegn under på grunn av
Guds sønn. He did it because he was a man that lived in a place called Nazareth that was anointed of the Holy Spirit.
Han gjorde det for han var en mann som kom fra Nazareth, han var salvet med den hellige ånd.
So he said, the works that I do, you will do.
Slik at de gjerninger jeg gjør, kan dere også gjøre, sier.
And even greater works than these.
Og enda større enn disse.
And these miracles prove that Jesus is alive.
Disse miraklene viser at Jesus
Then there was another revival called the Latter Rain Revival.
Vi har en annen som heter
Endetidsregnet.
Den skjedde I 1948 I Canada.
This man called William Branham.
Vi hadde en kar som heter William Branham.
Had a great word of knowledge and healing ministry.
Han hadde en helbredelsestjeneste og kunnskapsord.
Unfortunately, got off into some extreme doctrines.
Dessverre så kom han så ut I noen feilaktige doktriner og læresetninger som var helt på jorda.
Believe he was like John the Baptist come back again.
Han var på en måte en slags Johannes døper som kom tilbake.
And they just listen to his tapes now.
Man kan høre undervisningen hans.
And actually became a cult, which is very sad.
Det blir altså en kult, en sekt av denne gruppen.
He was one of the first people to operate in these gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Men han var en av de første som beveget seg I dette med nådegaver.
And many people gathered at a place called North Battleford in Saskatchewan in Canada.
Noen kom til dette North Battleford I Saskatchewan I Canada, der han var.
The Lord gave gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Der åndens gaver kom og ble utgitt der.
And a great revival was called the Latter Rain Revival.
En stor vekkelse som heter altså endetidsregnet. Latter Rain, altså det siste endetidsregnet.
This man started a big church in Vancouver called Glad Tidings.
Denne karen startet en menighet i Vancouver som heter Glad Tidings.
I went to this man's church for 6 years. He's a great prophet.
Jeg var I denne menigheten der. Han veldig kjent profet.
And this is my pastor that started my home church.
Det hans pastor som startet menigheten hjemme hos oss.
She's now 92 years old and still alive.
Hun 92 år gammel, fortsatt I livet.
And she was in that revival.
Hun var I den vekkelsen.
It was called the Latter Rain Revival.
Den heter altså Latter Rain. Du kan
and
there,
what happened in the revival?
Det som skjedde I vekkelsen.
Well, that was the year that God restored the nation of Israel.
Den altså startet det året der Israel ble gjenoppreist.
So two important things happened in 1948.
Så to ting skjedde I 1948.
The state of Israel was born.
Israel ble født.
And a revival came.
Og vekkelsen kom.
Now, what were the main teachings of the revival?
Hva var hovedundervisningen I vekkelsen?
Restoration of the fivefold ministry.
Den femfoldige tjenesten.
So before that, Pentecostals had teachers, evangelists, and pastors, but they didn't have prophets and apostles.
Før det så hadde man I pinsebevegelsen lærere, evangelister og pastorer, man hadde ikke profeter og apostler.
So after that, the Lord restored apostles and prophets.
Fra da så begynte man å gjenreise disse tjenestene.
And then the Lord restored biblical worship and praise.
Og så det samme med Bibels tilbedelse og lovprisning.
Before that, Pentecostals were very good praying. They pray out loud and they speak in tongues.
Før det så ba pinsevenner I tunger og ba veldig høyt.
But then the Lord restored biblical worship.
Men så kom lovprisningen.
So we teach about David's tabernacle.
Man underviste om Davids tabernakel.
And we have instruments and dancing.
Og vi fikk instrumenter
and
og dansing.
And we just don't pray out loud. We sing the song of the Lord.
Og vi synger Herrens sanger.
Many of the courses we sing today are actually were prophetic songs. They were the song of the Lord.
Og mange av sangene som blir sunget Herrens sanger, som synges profetisk.
And then there was teaching about the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit being restored.
Åndelige gavene I 1. Korinterne.
Not just speaking in tongues, but healing the sick and word of knowledge, discerning of spirits, gift and miracles were restored.
Ikke bare tungetale, men alle de 9 nådegavene.
And then there was teaching of the unity of the body of Christ.
Og så var det undervisning om enheten I Kristi legeme.
And the most important world evangelism.
Og det viktigste verdensevangelisering.
And revival.
Og vekkelse.
Now let me just quickly get on about the revival in China.
La meg veldig kort avslutte med vekkelse I Kina.
These are some pictures of the church in China.
Her har du noen bilder fra vekkelsen I Kina.
These are actually house churches that they built their own building.
Det husmenigheter som har bygd sitt eget kirkebygg.
And most of them have hundreds if not thousands of people.
Og flest av de har hundre og tusener av mennesker.
This particular city is called Fuching City. It's in the coastal area of China.
For eksempel Fuching, menigheten, eller byen I Fuching.
The province is called Fujian province is the name of the province. The city is called Fuching.
Provinsen heter altså Fujian province, og I Fuching heter byen, som altså langs kysten der.
This one city has 1.25 million people.
Denne har altså 1,2 millioner mennesker.
And it's not a big city in China.
Man tror det ingen stor by.
The big cities in China have 10 million people, 20 million people, like Beijing and Shanghai.
De store byene I Kina har 10 og 20 millioner.
So it's quite a small city in China.
Det her en liten by I
Kina. This is just a city, not the suburb.
Det altså ikke en forstad, men en by.
And the police told me there's 300,000 are Protestant Christians, not even including the Catholics.
Politiet sa at her det minst 300,000 kristne, og da teller man ikke de katolske I den tallet.
That's what the police told me.
Det det politiet fortalte.
That means 24% of the people are Christian.
Det betyr at 24% av befolkningen I denne byen frelst.
And I went to one church, it's called the House of Praise.
Det var I House of Praise, en av menighetene.
It's about 1,000 people in this church.
Cirka 1,000 mennesker I menigheten.
And it's actually a house church.
Det en husmenighet.
Right on the main street of the city.
Midt I hovedgata I byen.
And they're truly a house of praise.
Det virkelig en lovprisningshus.
There are many choirs and many singing groups.
Massevis av kor og sanggrupper.
Then I went to a place a long time ago, it's called Daqing in northeast China.
Så Daqing I nordøst I Kina, I Heilongjiang.
Now, that place produces oil.
That sted der de produserer olje.
So it's always been relatively prosperous.
Og derfor det ganske, ja, ganske formøgent område, man har mer penger der.
If you look at this map, you can see it's in the very northern part of China.
Ser du på kartet, altså helt oppe I nordøst, oppe I hjørnet
der. It's even farther north of North Korea.
Lenger nord, altså Nordkorea.
It's very close to the Russian Federation.
Og tett på Russland der oppe.
Well, the first, it used to be that the government chairman Mao would say to learn from industry, learn from Daqing, because it was oil producing.
I Mao sin tid så sa han, lær fra denne området her, for her produserer de olje.
So the first time I went was 1989.
Det var første gang der I 1989.
And it wasn't open for foreigners.
Det var ikke åpent for utlendinger.
So I had to disguise myself.
Så jeg måtte forkle meg.
Otherwise, if the police saw me, I might have gone to prison.
Hvis ikke så hadde politiet funnet meg, jeg hadde hatt meg I fengsel.
It was about 30 degrees below zero.
Og det var dessuten også 30 minus.
So I put on a big coat and I put on a fur cap.
Så jeg hadde på ganske godt med klær og en pelslue.
And I had dark glasses and a face mask.
Og mørke briller og ansikts, noe over ansiktet.
So you could not say I was a foreigner.
Så du kunne ikke se meg en gang han att jag var utlänning.
And they invited me to go one of the house churches.
De inviterade mig in i en av menigheterna.
And this is the pastor, the leader of the house church.
Här är pastorn, ledare i menigheten.
This was just taken last year.
Här blev det tagit i fjol.
And they said, we haven't heard about the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Och de fortalte jag, vi har inte hört om den helige ande.
Would you please teach on that?
Kan du undervisa lite om det?
Now, at that time, the whole city had 2,500 Christians, the whole city.
Då hade hela byn 2,500 kristna.
And almost nobody had been baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Nästan ingen döpte den helige ande.
So I'm teaching the people.
Så jag undervisar folket där.
And I'm praying over the people.
Så ber jag för folk.
And I gave a prophecy to the son of the pastor.
Och jag gav en profeti till sonen av en pastor.
Now I forget this, but he told me this last year he came to visit me.
Jag hade glömt det, men i fjol när jag var där så minte de mig på det.
He said, pastor, you said that when he prophesied that you will become a pastor greatly used by the Lord and lead a large church in Daqing.
Du sa att han skulle bli en pastor och leda en större menighet i Daqing.
But he told me at that time he did not even believe in Jesus.
Han på den tiden så trodde han inte på Jesus.
He said, that must be a wrong prophecy. I'll never be a pastor.
Det må være feil, for at jeg kommer aldri til å bli pastor.
I don't want to go to prison like my parents do all the time.
Jeg skal ikke i fengsel som det mine foreldre gjør.
So much persecution, like Brother Yun's book.
Det så mye forfølgelse at det orker jeg ikke sånn som
du leser. I want to have a good life and not go to prison.
Jeg vil ha et godt liv, ikke
fengsel. So I don't want to go be a pastor.
Så jeg vil ikke bli noen pastor.
But he said, after you left.
Men efter du reiste.
A great revival came.
Så kom en stor väckelse.
Now this is just taken last year.
Ja.
And at 15 years old he gave himself to the Lord.
Då var 15 år gammal så gav han sitt hjärta till Jesus.
He went to the Bible seminary.
Han gick in på bibelskolan.
Now he pastors the largest church.
Nu är han pastor för den största menigheten.
And he said in the official church is called the Three Self Churches.
I de tre selvkirkorna.
There's 145,500 people.
Så är 145,500 människor.
This is a picture of his graduation from the Bible seminary.
Här är när han var utexaminerad från skolan.
But altogether in the city there's 2.9 million people.
Det är 2,9 miljoner människor där i denna byn.
With the house churches there's over 300,000 Christians.
Och husmenigheten har över 300,000 kristna.
That's 10% of the population.
Över 10% av befolkningen.
And so when I went to his church there were so many people that came, about 3,000 people came.
Så när jag var där i april 2014 så var det 3,000 människor där.
They had very active worship.
Aktiv lovsang.
It's because of healings and miracles that this church has grown.
På grund av helbredelser och mirakler så har denna menighet.
There were so many people there, always sitting on the front and the platform.
Folk absolut överallt, de satt på front av plattformen.
And there were many rooms on both sides, so they were packed with people.
Och det var massor rum på sidorna runt förbi som var helt stappfulla.
Many people were outside, could not even get in the building.
Och flera stod utanför och kom sig inte in en gång.
And I would pray for the people.
Och jag bad för folk.
And I lay hands upon them.
Och lade händerna på dem.
And the people were so hungry.
Och de var så sultna.
One time I preached and there were so many people that they had to move all the chairs out.
Jag prekte ett ställe där de måste ta bort stolarna därifrån.
And I preached for about 3 hours.
Jag prekte 3 timmar.
And they were all standing.
Alla stod.
No one was sitting down for 3 hours.
Folk satt på plats i 3 timmar.
And they were very happy to hear a message.
Men de var mer än glada för att höra budskap.
In China, if you preach less than 3 hours, they think it's too short.
Du skönar att i Kina om du preker mindre än 3 timmar så är det
allt för kort. So every sermon is about 3 hours.
Du preker minst 3 timmar.
You preach about 8 hours every day.
Du underviser 8 timmar om dagen.
This is not even Sunday.
Och det är inte söndag engang.
Any day of the week I go, the whole church comes.
Vilken som helst ukedag, hela kyrkan
smäller. See, now the people are standing. I'm ministering to them.
Du ser, folk står upp men får underviser.
Standing for about 3 hours.
Står upp i 3 timmar.
And his wife has her own church building.
Kona hans har sin egen kyrkobygning.
It's called St. Paul's Church.
St. Paul's menighet.
It's a little church.
Det är en liten kyrka.
It only has 1,200 people in that church.
Det har bara 1,200 människor i den menigheten.
Just a little church.
Bara en liten kyrka.
So the husband has his church, the wife has her church.
Så mannen har sin kyrka och kärringen har sin kyrka.
So we go back between the husband's church and the wife's church.
Så vi beveger oss fram och tillbaka mellan menigheterna.
And praying with the people.
Och ber för folk.
And they're baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Och blir döpta i den helige ande.
Just let me show you a brief video about this.
Låt mig bara en kort video om detta.
Because this is just recent, a few months ago.
Det här är bara för några få månader sedan.
And you can see how God is still moving in China,
du,
even now.
Du ser väldigt tydligt hur Gud vill växa i Kina.
So this is one of the many official churches in the city.
Det här är en av de många officiella kyrkorna i byn.
Their worship is very lively.
Det är väldigt livligt.
This song says, "Wherever I go, I will worship the Lord."
Den sången har, "Vart jag går, vill jag lovprisa Herren."
And almost all the churches are open to the Pentecostal message.
Alla kyrkorna är öppna för pinsebudskapet.
So 300,000 people in the city now believe in Jesus.
300,000 människor i den byn tror på Jesus.
About 10% of the people are Christian now.
10% är kristna i byn.
And they come to church many times every week.
Och de går i kyrkan många gånger i veckan.
So I'm preaching the full gospel message.
Jag preker hela evangeliet.
And they're expecting revival.
Och förväntar en läkelse.
And then I say, if you want to receive the Holy Spirit, come forward.
Och så säger jag till er, hvis dere vil ta imot den helgen,
so the people rush forward.
Och folk löper fram.
They almost mob me. There's so many people.
Det är så att man nästan man tyttar mig väck omtrent.
You don't have to lay hands on them. They lay hands on you.
Ja, de trenger, du trenger ikke heller på, de legger heller på deg.
We don't see this revival very often in the West.
Vi ser ikke dette her veldig ofte her I Vesten, gjør vi det?
Every day, thousands are saved in China.
Hver dag tusen blir frelst I Kina.
About 6 million new believers every year.
6 millioner nyfrelste hvert år.
Now I can't pray for everybody. I say, lay your hands on yourself.
Så så nytter ikke å be for alle. Jeg sier, legg
hånda på hodet. I'll pray for all of you.
Jeg ber for dere alle på en gang.
Because there's 3,000 people there.
3,000 mennesker helt umulig.
And they all begin to speak in tongues.
Og så begynner de å tale I tunge.
When you lead in prayer, they all say, amen, amen.
Når du leder I bønn, så det på en måte. Du ber et kors og sier, amen. Amen.
They want gifts of the Holy Spirit.
De vil ha den helgens gaver.
Now this is the other church, the church of the wife, Pastor Huang, which is the wife.
Det konas menighet.
A little church of 1,200 people.
En lille menighet på bare 1,200.
But they also want to have revival.
Men de vil også ha vekkelse.
So I just preach about 2 hours, very short sermon.
Så jeg prekte en kort preken bare på et par timer.
And then I also prayed for the people.
Og så ba jeg for folket.
And we saw so many of them. That received healing.
Så många av de tog emot helbredelse.
So many were filled with the Holy Spirit.
Så många var fyllda med helgon.
They testified of many miracles.
Många mirakler skedde.
And now this city is seeing a great revival.
Den byen ser stor vekkelse nå.
So remember, 1989, 2,500 Christians.
1989, 2,000 kristna.
Now 26 years later, we have 300,000 Christians.
Nå 26 år senere så har vi altså over 300,000 kristna.
This is what we call revival.
Det det vi kaller vekkelse.
Now, I want to just give a little bit of teaching before I pray for you.
Litt undervisning før jeg ber for dere.
Everything in life begins with vision.
Alt I livet begynner med vision.
You know, companies have so-called a mission statement.
Et firma har et missionsuttalelse eller et mål man ønsker å nå.
They may not even be Christian or missionary.
De ikke kristne eller misjonære på noen måte.
The mission statement is the purpose, the goal of your company.
Men det sier at hensikten med vårt selskap det.
So, with the Christian, it's not just a vision, something you want to do great for God.
Med de kristne så det ikke bare noe du ønsker å gjøre noe stort for Gud.
It's a revelation from God.
Men det handler om en åpenbaring fra Gud.
Because it says in Proverbs 29:18 in one translation, without a revelation, the people cast off restraint.
I ordspråkene 29:18 så står det at folket forgår for at de ikke har åpenbaring.
Now, there's always some people who say, but I never saw a vision.
Men jeg har aldri hatt en visjon, sier de.
Oh, I envy those people that see angels and see Jesus
and see
visions.
Jeg så misunnelig på de som ser engler og visjoner.
But I believe God speaks to people in visions.
Jeg tror Gud taler I visjoner.
I don't know why some people don't see visions.
Og jeg vet ikke hvorfor folk ikke ser det.
They've never seen Jesus or seen an angel.
Som aldri har sett engler eller Jesus.
But they do what the Bible says.
Men så gjør de det Bibelen
Because the Bible
sier.
Is the word of God.
Fordi Bibelen Guds ord.
So it says, happy is he that keeps the law.
Lykkelig den som holder loven.
So if you just do what the Bible says,
så om du bare gjør det Bibelen sier,
if you go and preach the gospel,
om du forkynner
evangeliet, and obey the word of the Lord,
adlyder Herrens ord,
live a holy life according to the Bible,
lever et hellig liv I henhold til ordet,
you are doing God's work.
Da gjør du Guds
ord. So don't have to wait for an angel to come and give you a vision before you go to some nation.
Så du trenger ikke å vente på at en engel skal gi deg en visjon om å reise et sted.
Jesus says, go into all the world.
Det holder lenge med at Jesus sa, gå
so
I all verden.
So unless the Lord told you to stay home, you should go.
Så hvis ikke han har fortalt at du skal bli hjemme, så skal du gå.
This is the word of God.
Guds ord.
Now I want to just talk a little bit about this man called Habakkuk.
Jeg vil snakke litt om Habakkuk.
Habakkuk is one of the minor prophets.
Det en av de små profetene I det gamle testamentet.
And he lived in a very difficult time for Israel.
Han levde I en vanskelig tid for Israel.
He had what we call a crisis of faith.
Han hadde en krise
when
I troen.
When things don't line up to the way you believe.
Det vil si at når ting ikke skjer sånn som det du tror.
Now I won't read all of the verses.
Jeg skal ikke lese alt sammen.
In verse 3-4, he is complaining to the Lord.
Men I vers 3 og vers 4 så klager han til Herren.
He said, you show me iniquity.
Herre, du viste meg bare elendighet.
There's trouble everywhere.
Det ødeleggelse overalt.
Plundering and violence.
Det plyndring og
There's
vold.
There's strife and contention.
Det strid og trette.
He's talking about the nation of Israel.
Han snakker om det som skjer I Israel da.
And there was no justice in the nation of Israel.
Det var ingen lov som hadde funksjon I Israel.
He said in verse 4, the law is powerless.
Han sier at loven maktesløs.
And justice never goes forth.
Og rett og dom kommer aldri fram.
The wicked surround the righteous people.
For den ugudelige omringer den rettferdige.
Justice comes forth.
Og derfor blir retten forbrengt.
The judges were all corrupt and receiving bribes.
Dommerne, de var altså korrupte alle sammen og tok imot penger under bordet.
Even in the temple in the church there was corruption.
Til og med I tempelet og I kirken var det korrupsjon.
So the Lord spoke to him.
Så Herren talte til ham.
And in verse 5 he says, look on the nations and watch and be astounded.
Og I vers 5 så sier han se på nasjonene og bli forundret.
You know, We should read the newspaper, see what's happening in the world.
Vi bør lese avisen og se hva som skjer
omkring. Because God is working in the nations of people.
Fordi Gud arbeider I nasjoner.
So he said, look at the nations.
Så han sa, se på nasjonene.
Now, if I show you about the revival in China or Africa, you're very excited.
Når du viser deg bilder om vekkelsen I Kina og Afrika, så blir du begeistret.
But if I talk about the ISIS strait and people being murdered on campuses in America and, you know, gay rights being made illegal, you will not be excited
Men
about
man
that.
Men om han snakker om ISIS sin framferder, om han og herre karen som skyter college-studenter I USA, eller om homofile situasjoner og alt dette her, så blir man ikke så glad.
But God is working in nations.
Men Gud arbeider I nasjoner.
And at that time, he talked about a nation called the Chaldeans.
Og på den tiden så snakket han om et område som heter Kaldeerne.
The Chaldeans is a group of people that we often call the Babylonians.
Dette en gruppe som vi også kaller Babylonere.
And the Lord says in verse 6 that they're a bitter and a hasty nation.
Og Herren sier I vers 6 at det et bittert og overmodig folkeslag.
They march to the breadth of the earth.
Og de farer vidt omkring på jorden.
They possess dwelling places that are not theirs. They're like an invading army. Taking up nation after nation.
Som invaderer land etter land.
And you know what God has actually given him as a revelation that's very important.
Og så gir Gud Habakkuk en åpenbaring som viktig.
That God's going to use the Chaldeans to chase the sinners in Israel.
At Gud skal bruke kaldeerne til å jage bosetterne I Israel.
To cure them of their sin of idolatry.
For at de skal bli helbredet ifra
This
sin synd og sin avgudstyrkelse.
The message of Jeremiah.
Det noe av det samme du leser I Jeremia.
When the Babylonians come, do not fight against them.
At når babylonerne kommer, så kjemp ikke mot dem.
Surrender to them.
Men overgi dere.
Now, you'd be a traitor in any nation if you said surrender to your enemy.
Men du hadde jo blitt sett på som en landsforreder om du hadde overgitt deg
But
til fienden.
But God had to rid idolatry from the Jewish people.
Men Gud måtte rense ut avgudstyrkelsen fra sitt folk.
So he took them into captivity in Babylon.
Så de ble tatt I fangenskap til Babylon.
The 10 northern tribes already have been dissipated.
De 10 nordlige stammene hadde allerede blitt borte.
These are the southern tribes of Judah and Benjamin.
Judas sine stammer, Judah Benjamin.
So they went to captivity for 70 years.
Så de hamna I fangenskap I 70 år.
And then they came back and rebuilt the temple.
Så kom de tilbake og gjenoppbygde tempelet.
They rebuilt their worship.
Bygde opp lovprisen igjen.
And this is Haggai and Malachi and Zechariah and these prophets are all about this.
Dette det du leser om I Haggai og I Malakia og Zakaria.
And from that day to this day, there's not been idolatry among the Jewish people.
Og fra da så har på en måte avgudstyrkelsen avtatt I de jødiske folk.
Of course, Habakkuk could not see that right then.
Det her kunne ikke Habakkuk se på den
But this is what God said, I'm going to deal with them through the Chaldeans.
Men Gud sa at jeg skal ta tak I dere gjennom kaldeerne.
But this caused even a greater crisis for Habakkuk.
Men det førte til en enda større krise for Habakkuk.
So in verse 12 and 13,
så I vers 12 og vers 13,
he says, Lord, you're from everlasting, you're our God, we shall not die, O Lord.
Så sier han, Herre, du eldgammel tid, Herre, du evig Gud.
He said, Lord, you have appointed these people for judgment.
For du har utpekt disse til dom.
In verse 13, you're pure eyes and you cannot behold evil.
Du har jo rene øyne, og du kan ikke se det onde.
You cannot look on wickedness.
Du kan ikke holde ut elendighet.
Why do you look on those who deal treacherously?
Hvorfor ser du da på dem som farer med svik?
And hold your tongue when the wicked devours a person more
righteous
than he?
Og hvorfor du stille når de ugudelig oppsluker dem som mer rettferdige enn ham?
So see this picture. God says, I'm going to deal with the sinners in Israel.
Så se bildet, altså han, Gud sier, jeg skal ta med av syndene I Israel.
I'm going to send the Babylonians.
Jeg sender babylonerne til å gjøre det.
I'm going to chastise these sinners.
Og jeg skal jakte ut synden.
But this doesn't make any sense to Habakkuk.
Men det her ikke fornuftig for Habakkuk.
At least the Jewish people believe
in you.
At least they confess the word of God, the Bible.
De bekjenner I hvert fall Bibelen.
At least they go to the temple and they make sacrifices.
De kommer I hvert fall til tempel og offrer.
These Babylonians don't even believe in you.
Disse babylonerne tror ikke noe på deg.
They worship false gods.
De tilber falske guder.
How can you use these people to chastise Israel?
Hvordan kan du bruke disse ondskapsfulle menneskene til å rense Israel? Så han hadde en troskrise.
And we have a crisis of faith.
Vi har jo troskrise.
Like you ask many Jews, why are they atheists today?
Som du spør jo så mange jøder, hvorfor dere ateister
I dag? I think there's more atheists in Israel than believers in God.
Det mer ateister I Israel enn det troende på Gud.
Where was God in the Holocaust?
Hvor de sier, hvor var Gud under
Where was God in all these things that happened?
Hvor var Gud når alt dette vonde skjedde?
We Christians face the same crisis of faith sometimes.
Vi kristne har samme troskrise av og til.
We expect someone to be healed through prayer, but the Lord takes them.
Vi forventer at noen skal bli helbredet ved bønn, og så tar Herren de hjem.
We don't understand a lot of these things.
Vi skjønner jo ikke mange av de tingene her.
This happened in China.
Det her skjedde I Kina.
There was a great cultural revolution.
Den store kulturrevolusjonen.
This began in 1966.
Den begynte I 1966.
Chairman Mao wanted to get rid of capitalism.
Chairman Mao ville kvitte seg med kapitalismen.
And if you see here, there's a picture. These are Christian pastors that are being denounced and are being, we call, struggled against.
Dette her kristne pastorer som blir spottet offentlig.
They're taken out into the open and they're being spoken against.
De tatt ut I offentlighet, og så blir de talt midt imot I rettesak
på gatene. And then the revolution began.
Og så begynner forfølgelsen.
Here there's 1 million young Red Guards that are gathered in Jerusalem, gathered in Beijing, the capital.
Her altså 1 million rødgardister som samles på I Beijing, I hovedstaden.
And they're worshiping the leader, Chairman Mao.
Og der tilber de Chairman Mao.
And he's denouncing capitalism and all religion and Christianity.
Og han går imot all kapitalisme, kristenhet og all annen religion.
And but there's a verse in the Bible in Psalm 76:10.
Det et vers fra Salme 76:10.
It says the wrath of men shall bring praise to you.
At menneskets vrede skal bringe lovprisning
til deg. But the remainder of wrath will praise you. The remainder of wrath you will restrain.
Men den gjenstående vreden, den skal du stå imot.
At that time there was only one book allowed in China.
På den tiden så var det bare en bok som var tillatt I Kina.
They would worship the leader called Chairman Mao.
Det ble, han ble altså tilbedt som en leder, Chairman Mao.
And that was this particular book here. It's called The Thoughts of Chairman Mao.
Detta boka som var eneste boka tillatt I Kina.
Nobody could have a Bible.
Ingen kunne ha Bibel.
If you had a Bible, you would be put in prison.
Hadde du en Bibel, ble du fengslet.
Just like North Korea today.
Akkurat som I Nord-Korea I dag.
And they only could carry this particular book.
Så man hadde kun lov til å ha denne røde boka.
And they would memorize the book.
De måtte memorere boka.
There was great persecution.
Masse forfølgelse.
But that was when the church was baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Men det var I den tiden som menigheten ble døpt I den hellige
ånd. All the pastors were in prison.
Alle pastorene ble fengslet.
All the church buildings were closed.
Kirkebyggene ble stengt.
All the Bibles and songbooks were burned.
Bibler og salmebøker ble brent.
And all they could do was meet in their homes.
Alt de fikk lov til var å møtes
There was not even a preacher.
Var ikke predikanter.
All they could do was pray.
Alt de kunne gjøre var å be.
They were originally evangelical Christians, like Christian Missionary Alliance.
Men de var kristne, de var evangeliske kristne.
Baptist, Presbyterians.
Baptister, presbyterianer.
But as they prayed, they were filled with the Spirit.
Alle sammen, de ba og ble fylt
They began to speak in tongues.
Begynte å tale I tunger.
Great boldness came.
Stor frimodighet kom over.
Here the Red Guards are destroying everything from the old culture.
Her ser du rødgardistene som på bildet her, som ødelegger alt fra den gamle
It was called the Cultural Revolution.
Derfor kalte de det kulturrevolusjon.
They destroyed the Buddha's statues and the Buddha's scriptures.
Man knuste både krucifixer og Buddha-statuer og alt som var.
They destroyed the crucifix and the Bibles.
Bibler og alt som var.
They would sing, Long live Chairman Mao.
Lenge leve Chairman Mao,
He was like a living God to them.
Han var som en levende Gud for dem.
And all of the pastors were arrested and sent to prison or labor camp.
Alle pastorer ble arrestert og sendt til arbeidsleir.
The Red Guards murdered many Christians.
Rødgardistene drepte mange kristne.
Many committed suicide.
Og mange kristne tok
livet
sitt.
All the Christian books were burned in all of China.
Alle kristne bøker I hele Kina ble brent.
Here's the Red Guards burning all the Bibles.
Her har du et bål som bibelbål.
If you had a Bible, you were considered an enemy of the nation.
Hadde du Bibel, så var du en fiende av nasjonen.
Because you could only have this red book.
Du kunne kun ha den røde boka.
And all they had was hand-copied Bibles.
Så alt man hadde var håndskrevne Bibler.
So when I went to China in 1978,
så når jeg kom inn I Kina først,
I didn't know what I was going to do.
Jeg visste jo ikke hva jeg skulle gjøre.
I could speak the language.
Jeg snakket språket.
But what can I do such a big nation?
Men hva kan man gjøre med en så stor nasjon?
But I met a group of Christians.
Jeg møtte noen kristne.
There were 40,000 in one place.
40,000 på en plass.
I said, you have The Bibles.
Dere har Bibler, sa jeg.
They said, no, we only have one Bible.
Nei, vi har en Bibel, sa jeg.
One Bible for 46,000 Christians.
En Bibel på 46,000 kristne.
So I said, I know what I'm going to do.
Okay, da, jeg vet hva jeg skal
I'm going to give you people the Bible.
Jeg skal gi dere Bibler.
So in 1979, I began to take Bibles to China.
Så I 1979 begynte jeg å smugle Bibler
til
Kina.
And every year we would take hundreds of thousands of Bibles in.
Hvert år tok vi hundrevis og tusenvis av Bibler
inn. I myself have probably taken at least 60,000 Bibles.
Personlig har jeg sikkert tatt 60,000 Bibler.
And they would give us their hand-copied Bibles.
Og så fikk vi deres håndskrevne Bibler.
This is one of the hand-copied Bibles.
Det altså en håndskrevet Bibel.
At that time, the government would not even allow people to buy notepads or paper.
På den tiden så fikk du ikke lov å kjøpe verken notatblokker eller papir.
Because there were so many Christians.
For det var så mange kristne.
They're afraid they would copy the Bible.
Og de var redde for at de skulle kopiere Bibelen.
But one of the Christians worked for the government.
Men så var det en kristen som jobbet for regjeringen.
He worked in the office that kept track of all the people.
Han jobbet I kontoret og holdt antall mennesker, holdt styr på antall mennesker.
He used the official government paper.
Så han brukte offisielle regjeringspapirer for å holde styr med antall mennesker.
And then on the back side of that paper,
på den ene siden, og så på baksiden av det papiret,
he copied one of the books of the Bible.
Så kopierte han en av Bibelens bøker.
Just to copy one book was very dangerous.
Bare å kopiere en bok var farlig.
But he copied one of the particular books.
Men han kopierte også en annen bok.
This is another one of the books that he copied.
Her en annen bok som han kopierte.
Not that someone else copied.
Eller var det noen som kopierte.
But this person was able to get a notepad.
Men han fikk tak I en liten notatblokk.
And he copied this book.
Så han kopierte denne boka her.
Now, it's be impossible to have 66 of the books of the Bible.
Det selvfølgelig umulig å ha 66 bøker I Bibelen.
Even if it's difficult to copy one.
Så kunne man kopiere bare
en. And it would be very bulky to have 66.
Så kan du tenke deg hvor svær den bunken hadde vært med 66 bøker.
If you were in a communist prison.
Så om du I fengsel.
And someone said, I will copy one of the books of the Bible.
Og noen sa, jeg kan kopiere en bok I Bibelen.
What book would you like?
Hvilken bok ville du hatt?
You say, I love the book of Leviticus.
Noen hadde sagt, nei, jeg ville ha fjerde Mosebok.
Or I love the book of Numbers.
Eller tredje Mosebok.
Probably you wouldn't like that.
Jeg vet ikke om du ville likt det.
What about the gospel?
Hva med evangeliene?
Well, you're a Christian, you know the gospel.
Men som en kristen så kan du evangeliet.
So what is the best book if you're in prison?
Så hva den beste boken?
What is the best book if you're being persecuted?
Hvis du blir forfulgt.
What is the best book if you want to preach the gospel?
Hvis du vil forkynne evangeliet.
It's the book of Acts.
Det apostlenes gjerninger.
80% of all the copied Bibles were the book of Acts.
80% av det man kopierte var apostlenes gjerninger.
Because it tells you how to get out of prison.
For den forteller deg hvordan kommer
like
ut av fengsel.
Peter, the church can pray for you and you can have an angel release you from prison.
Menigheten kan be for deg, englene blir sendt og du blir løst
Or
fra fengsel.
Like Paul and Silas can have a prayer meeting at midnight.
Eller så kan Paulus og Silas ha bønnemøte på midnatt.
An earthquake happens and the prison collapses.
Og så får man et jordskjelv og fengselet
kollapser. And the jailer gets saved and baptized and you start a church.
Og fangevokteren blir frelst og du starter menighet der.
So it's a great practical book.
Praktisk og god bok for folk som
har forfølgt. It tells you how to pray, how to preach, how to heal.
Forteller dem hvor du skal be, helbrede, forkynne.
So they love the book of Acts.
Så apostlenes gjerninger populære.
And then one man said, hey, I'm going to give them not only the book of Acts, I'm going to give the whole New Testament.
Og så det en som bestemte seg, jeg skal gi hele Nye Testamentet.
So he wrote the New Testament on a stencil paper with his hand.
Skrev for hånd, altså hele Nye Testamentet på stensilpapir.
And he used a stencil and a silk screen and a roller to do by hand to mimeograph this book.
Og så håndstensilerte han da hele denne boken, hele Nye Testamentet.
And he did 1,000 copies.
Han lagde 1,000 kopier.
The whole New Testament.
Hele Nye Testamentet.
No one had the New Testament in China.
Ingen som hadde Nytt Testamentet på den tiden.
What a wonderful blessing.
For en velsignelse.
But he was found out.
Men så oppdaget de ham.
And he was executed for that.
Og han ble drept på grunn av det.
But when they shot him, he said it was worth it to die for giving the people the word of God.
Men når han skulle bli skutt, så sa han det. Det var verdt det for å bare gi evangeliet til folket.
All of these were copied and people would make copies of the copies.
Alt dette her ble kopiert og man hadde kopier av
kopiene. So all over China they had hand-copied Bibles.
Så man hadde sine håndkopierte Bibler.
In 1986 they gave me this book.
1986 fikk jeg den boken.
They said this book is about 100 years old.
Den cirka 100 år gammel.
And it's the only one left in the world.
Det den eneste igjen I verden.
When the Japanese came in the occupation,
når japanerne kom og okkuperte,
when the Red Guards came under the communists,
kom,
we would dig a hole in the ground and put the book in it.
Så gravde de et høl og putta boka oppi der.
And this book is very good.
Den her veldig bra.
Because it has pictures in the Bible
text.
Der
bilder I Bibelen.
It's called The Life and Teachings of Jesus.
Det handler om Jesu liv og tjeneste.
So would you please reproduce this book?
Som han reproduserer bøker.
It's the only one left in the world.
Vi har reprodusert denne boken her.
But I said, this is such bad shape.
Den her så dårlig forfatning.
How can I reproduce this book?
Hvordan kan vi reprodusere den, tenkte
jeg. So we had a brother in our church.
Så har vi en kar I menigheten
vår. He's an American, but married to a Chinese wife in our church.
Amerikaner som gifte med en kineser.
And he studied art and studied drawing.
Han har studert kunst og tegning.
And he took...
Ja, tegning og sånt nå.
He took 3 years.
Han brukte 3 år.
And reproduced this book.
Og reproduserte
hele
boka.
And has pictures of Jesus and the disciples.
Her det bilder av Jesus og disiplene.
But they don't look like Western people or even Jewish people.
Jesus ser ikke ut som oss hvite
they
engang.
They look like Chinese. They have Chinese clothes and black hair.
Kinesiske. De har svart hår og kinesiske klær.
So they say, Jesus is a Chinese.
De sier, Jesus er kineser.
And we've reproduced this book.
Så vi har reproducerat den.
I'll leave a couple of copies with you. You don't have it?
I have it.
You have it.
Ja. And vi har den allerede.
And they love this in China.
De elsker den boka her I Kina.
So this is how I began working in China, is by giving the people the word of God.
Så begynte jeg med å bringe evangeliet til folket.
They didn't have the Bible.
For man hadde ikke bibler.
Okay, and this man was supposed to take over the leadership of China.
Denne mannen skulle ta over lederskapet I Kina.
But he was a good friend of one of the called the Gang of Four.
These han var en veldig nær venn av det de kalte for den Firerbanden I Kina.
These were four evil people that had taken over the government.
Det var fire ondskapsfulle mennesker som hadde tatt over regjeringen.
And one of them was Chairman Mao Zedong's wife.
En av de var jo enka etter Chairman Mao.
But Chairman Mao Zedong died in 1976.
Han hadde også dødd I 1976.
And there was a power struggle in the government.
Og så ble det kamp, en maktkamp I regjeringen.
And the Gang of Four were arrested.
Og så ble denne gjengen, disse fire bandene, ble arrestert.
This is a very evil woman.
Den gamle her var ondskapsfull.
She actually was the one that started this cultural revolution.
Hun var faktisk hjernen bak hele kulturrevolusjonen.
And 10 million people died in that.
10 millioner mennesker ble drept under den.
She said, I'm going to eliminate Christianity from China.
Jeg skal eliminere kristendommen fra Kina, sa hun.
And these are the red guards that are worshiping Chairman Mao.
Her det rødgardistene som tilber Mao.
Chairman Mao was like a living god of the people in those days.
Han var som en levende gud for de folkene.
Some of you older people remember those days. Remember the news.
Voksne, kanskje husker den tida.
But they were all arrested.
Men de ble arrestert hele gjengen.
And China changed.
Og Kina forandret.
And this man Deng Xiaoping got in power.
Og så ble denne mannen Deng Xiaoping.
And he opened China in 1978.
I 1978.
It's been open over for 37 years.
Nå har det vært åpent å forkynne
Now just let me quickly finish this teaching from Habakkuk.
Men avslutte nå til slutt.
So Habakkuk went to pray.
Habakkuk begynte å be.
He had a watchtower.
Han hadde
like
et bønnetårn.
Go to Jerusalem, there's a lot of watchtowers.
Han hadde et bønnetårn.
And all over the world there's 24/7 prayer.
Over hele verden finner du cirka bønnetårn.
So he went and he stood on the watchtower.
Og der sto han I bønnetårnet.
And he said, I'm going to see what the Lord will speak to me.
Han sa, jeg vil se hva Herren skal tale.
God will give you a vision.
Gud vil gi en visjon.
About your life and about your church.
Om ditt liv og din menighet.
And the vision must be clear and you must communicate it.
Visjonen må være klar og den må kommuniseres.
So in chapter 2 and verse 2.
Så kapitel 2 vers 2.
The Lord said, "Write the vision."
Så sa Herren, skriv visjonen ned.
Make a plain on clay tablets.
Skriv den ned på leiretavler.
Because that was before they had paper.
Det var før de hadde papir.
And the one that reads it will run with it.
Den som leser det skal løpe med det.
Now it said it's going to happen at a appointed time.
Dette gjelder en fastsatt tid.
At the end it will speak, it will not lie.
Som ennå ikke kommet.
Though it tarries, wait for it.
Den som lengter etter den skal ikke lide.
It will come, it will not tarry.
Selv om du drygger, så vent på det.
It sounds like a contradiction.
Det låter nesten som en motsigelse.
How can it not tarry and yet it will tarry?
Hvordan kan det vente og
But
ikke
that's
drygge?
What faith is about.
Men det det troen
In the book of Hebrews, we have chapter 11, the heroes of faith.
I Hebreerne 11 så leser om trosheltene.
And many died without receiving the promise.
Mange av de døde uten å ha mottatt løftet.
But God has something better for us.
Men Gud har noe bedre for oss.
That they cannot be complete without us.
At de kan ikke være fullstendige
so
uten oss.
So I spent a lot of time today.
Jeg har brukt mye tid
I dag. I've given you a brief history of China.
Jeg har gitt en historie om Kina.
About the missionaries, even from Norway.
Og misjonærene også fra Norge.
And all the seed they planted.
Og all den såkorn de har plantet.
They began the ministry in China.
De startet tjenesten I Kina.
And we're seeing the results right now today.
Og vi ser resultatene I dag.
But still 80% of the people in China never heard the gospel.
Fortsatt har 80% av befolkningen aldri hørt evangeliet.
There's Chinese all over the world that don't know Jesus.
Det kinesere over hele verden som aldri hørt
Jesus. No non-Christian has the Bible.
Ingen har evangeliet.
They don't sell it in any bookstore in China.
Du kan ikke kjøpe det hvor som helst.
So that's why we are now buying Bibles from the official church.
Så nå kjøper vi Bibler fra den offisielle
kirken. We have for years taken in over 12 million Bibles.
Vi har over årene tatt over 12 millioner Bibler.
But in the last few months we've purchased about 300,000 from the official church.
Men nå har vi kjøpt 300,000 fra den offisielle kirken.
Because it's a lot cheaper to do that. Now they're supposed to be only for the three south pastors. But because I go and preach in the church and they know me well, I have a good relation with them. So I give them to the house church believers. And they use it soft on for evangelism. My vision is that everybody in China that wants a Bible can have the Bible. This was the vision that God gave to
Habakkuk.
There were two main revelations God gave to him. The first
thing
is in Habakkuk chapter 1, Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 4.
Den første I kapittel 2, vers 4.
It says, behold the proud, which is talking about the sinners in Israel as well as the Chaldeans.
Se, det den oppblåste som handler om de som de synderne I Israel.
His soul is not upright in him.
Hans sjel ikke oppriktig I ham.
But the just shall live by his faith.
Men den rettferdige skal leve ved sin tro.
And it's not just a mental belief. The word his faith in the Hebrew means more faithfulness.
Og det var ikke bare en tanke om en mental tro, men det betyr trofasthet.
Like James says that faith without works is dead.
Det som Jakobs brev läser att tro utan gärningar är död.
So it's real faith in your heart and your mind that produces a changed life.
Så verkligt sann tro som producerar ändring I ditt liv.
And the book of Romans takes up this thought in Romans 1:17.
Romarna 1:17 tar upp den tanken också.
The righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith.
Att rättfärdigheten av Gud uppenbaras från tro till tro.
As it is written, the just shall live by faith.
Den rättfärdige ska leva vid tro.
And so we see this was part of the Reformation of Martin Luther.
Det var en del av reformationen som Martin Luther blottade.
It's a justification by faith.
Rättfärdigheten av tro.
And I'm not going to go into that right now.
Vi går inte in I det nu.
But I want to finish with this revelation of revival.
Men den sista delen är alltså uppenbarelsen av väckelse.
This is in Revelation chapter, excuse me, Habakkuk 2:14.
Den finner du I Habakkuk 2:14.
It says the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord.
Jorden ska fyllas med kunskap om Herrens härlighet.
Like the waters cover the sea.
Slik vannene dekker havet.
So it's not just seen like a cloud, Shekinah cloud, you know, we think oh like in Israel when they were in the wilderness there was the cloud and the fire.
Det blir bara inte som en sån liten sky som Israel hade när de var I vandringen I öknen där de såg en sky bara.
Or when Solomon built his temple, you know, one time the glory came into the temple and filled it and the priest could not minister.
Eller som när Salomo var där han hade byggt templet och en skyn fyllde stället och så inte prästen kunde stå I tjänsten.
Another time it came like a fire and all the people saw it and worshiped the Lord.
Eller en annan gång så det kom som eld alla såg det och tillbad Herren.
It's more than just something people see.
Men det har ju varit något
mer. It's the knowledge of the glory of the Lord.
Det var en kunskap om Herrens härlighet.
It's something God's presence with us.
Hans närvar med
oss. His forgiveness, his peace, his salvation.
Tillgivelse, hans fred, hans frälse.
Not just something exciting happening, but you know what it is.
Inte bara en begeistrande händelse, men du
and
vet vad som sker.
Truly revival.
Och detta är sann väckelse.
We used to sing this chorus when I was in the Lateran revival.
Vi sjunger detta kor här.
I don't know if you know it here, but I'll just sing one verse for you.
Jag vet inte om det kom där, sjunger bara ett vers.
All over the earth, the Spirit is moving. All over the earth, as the prophet said it would be. All over the earth, there's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And they would sing that deep down in my heart, the Spirit is moving. All over the church, the Spirit is moving. When I was a young person, we'd have this great vision of a great revival.
När jag var ung så hade vi denna visionen av en
stor väckelse. And I would see myself in China seeing the great revival.
Och jag såg mig själv I Kina.
And now I'm seeing the great revival.
Och nu har jag sett det.
Every week I'm seeing hundreds of people saved.
Varje vecka ser jag
I've seen whole cities turn to Jesus Christ.
Hela byar som vänder sig till
Herren. I've seen thousands baptized.
Tusen är döpt.
It's the glory of the Lord that's filling.
Herrens härlighet fyller detta ställe.
And your pastor travels to Nepal and to Indonesia and Asia and Africa and you're seeing the same thing.
Pastorn deras reser och ser de samma tingena.
You don't see it much in the West.
Du ser inte mycket här I väst.
But in what we call third world nations, it is happening.
Men I tredje världen så sker det.
This is the time of revival.
Detta är väckelsens tid.
Now maybe your life is not in a revival time.
Men möjligt att ditt liv inte är I väckelse.
In fact, it might be a very dry time.
Kan hända väldigt torrt hos dig akkurat.
But there's a promise in Isaiah chapter 43.
Det är ett löfte I Jesaja 43.
Don't remember the former things of old.
Tänk inte på det som en gång var.
I will do a new thing.
Jag vill göra något nytt.
It will now spring forth.
Jag vill göra något nytt. Märker du inte det bringer allerede, kommer allerede fram?
And rivers in the desert.
Älver I ödemarken.
And just one more chorus, we used to sing this.
Och den koret här också.
It shall flow like a river.
Det ska renna som en älv.
It shall fall like the rain. It shall rise like the dawning of glory over the land. And the knowledge of the Lord shall fill all the earth. And the Spirit of the Lord shall fall. Revival in our day.
Väckelse I
the name of my church is called Revival Christian Church. The name of our ministry is called Revival Chinese Ministry.
Tjänsten heter Väckelse I Kina-bevegelsen.
You get what you preach.
Du skönner, du får
if you always preach about negative things.
Präker du bara negativt?
About the Antichrist, the mark of the beast,
666.
About all the things that the devil is
om allt
doing.
Det som djävulen driver
you just cause pessimistic Christians.
Så får du bara pessimistiska
nobody's
kristna.
Excited for God.
Det ingen som blir begeistrad
but you
för
preach
Gud.
About revival.
Men präker du väckelse?
You talk about what God is doing.
Om det Gud gör.
You give many testimonies to the
du
people.
Vittnesbörd om Gud
you
gör.
Demonstrate by healing the sick.
Du demonstrerar vid helbredelse.
People get excited.
Då blir folk begeistrade.
So all our churches are growing.
Så våra kyrkor växer.
We never our problem we don't have enough space for
vi
the people.
Vi har inte plats nog till folk.
Any building we get is packed out. Any building we get is packed out in no time.
En bygning blir bare fullstappet.
We're living in time of revival.
Det vekkelsestid.
If I have time, I could show you videos of Indonesia and many nations.
Jeg kan vise bilder fra Indonesia og mange nasjoner.
This is the time the prophets prophesied.
Dette tiden profetene talte om.
This is Psalms 145.
Psalm 145.
We used to sing this in our churches.
Vi brukte å synge det her I kirkene
våre. One of the popular songs.
En av våre populære sanger.
Lord, your work shall praise you.
Og våre gjerninger skal prise deg.
Your saints shall bless you.
Herre dine hellige skal
They will speak of the glory of your kingdom.
Vi skal tale om herligheten I
They will talk of your power
Tal om din kraft.
To make known to the sons of men your mighty acts
sønner,
and the glorious majesty of his kingdom.
Og den herlige majesteten I ditt
rike. We need to speak it.
Vi trenger å tale det ut.
Now, in closing,
Habakkuk,
he received a vision.
Han fikk en vision.
He was revived.
Han ble vekket.
But he just didn't say, okay, God, you said it's going to happen.
Men han sa ikke bare, okay, du sa det skulle skje.
He began to pray for a revival.
Men han begynte stedet å be.
Are you praying for revival?
Ber du om vekkelse?
In China, we have a song, it's called China 5 o'clock in the morning.
I Kina har vi en sang som heter China klokka fem om morgenen.
One of Xiaoming songs.
Det en av sangene til Xiaoming.
Now, it's not always that early now. I can admit
it. Jeg skal innrømme at det ikke alltid But like tidlig nå lenger.
When I began working in the 80s and 90s,
Men jeg begynte å jobbe på 80-90-tallet
you'd get up at 4:30 at the latest.
Da var du oppe halv fem.
By 5 o'clock, you'd be praying.
Klokka fem, så var det bønn.
2 hours every morning.
2 timer I bønn for alle.
You even go to Korea today.
Om du reiser I Korea I dag.
Every church is packed early in the morning.
Menigheten fullstappet tidlig om morgenen.
Many churches Friday night is all night prayer.
Fredag kveld så det natt 24 timer bønn.
Prayer is a key to revival.
Bønn en nøkkel til vekkelse.
So in Habakkuk 3 verse 2 he prayed to the Lord.
3, 2, så ber han til Herren.
He said, Lord, revive your work in the midst of the
Herre,
years.
Gi nytt liv til ditt verk midt
in the
I
midst
de kommende
of the years, make it known.
Gjør det kjent med det de kommende
in
år.
Wrath, remember mercy.
Husk på barmhjertigheten mens du redd.
And then God gave him a revelation of what would happen.
Gud han en åpenbaring av hva som
ville skje. This is in chapter 3 verse 12 to 13.
Kapittel 3 vers 12 til 14.
We will not read all of it but just summarize what it said.
Vi bare oppsummerer.
It said, you trampled the nations in your anger.
Du trampet folkeslagene I vrede.
And you went forth for the salvation
du går
of your
frem til
people.
Frelse for ditt folk.
And you struck the head of the house of the wicked. You
du
laid bare the foundation.
Du knuser hodet på ugudelighetens hus.
But you brought salvation to your anointed.
Men du bratt til frelse ved din
and Babylonian was destroyed.
Fienden ble ødelagt.
This happened in AD 539. AD 539.
I 539.
God destroyed the wicked people.
At Gud ødelagte de ondskapsfulle I Babylon.
So what did Habakkuk do?
Så hva Habakkuk gjorde?
He began to worship the Lord.
Han begynte å tilbe Herren.
And basically this is a beautiful song.
Og det en vakker sang.
We don't know the music today. We've lost it obviously.
Vi har ikke melodien på denne
But
sangen.
But he's singing in this is chapter 3:17-18.
Men vers kapittel 3:17-18
And in modern language
sangen.
Everything's going wrong.
På moderne språk så blir det feil egentlig.
There's an economic recession.
Det blir økonomisk
There's
nedgang.
No crops.
Ingen innhøstning.
The animals are all dying.
Dyrene dør.
Everything is going wrong.
Alt går gærent, sier de.
But I'm going to rejoice in the
så
Lord.
Jeg likevel så priser jeg
I'm going to joy in my God.
Jeg fryder meg og har min glede, min frelses
Gud. He is my strength.
Herren min styrke.
He make my feet like the deer's feet.
Han gir meg føtter som dådyrene.
And I will walk upon the high places.
Han lar meg fare fram på høydene.
This is the vision that God gave to Habakkuk.
Dette visjonen som Gud ga Habakkuk.
A wonderful vision.
Vidunderlig visjon.
God is moving today.
Gud beveger seg I dag.
And God can move in Norway.
Og Gud beveger seg I
Norge. He's no respecter of persons.
Han gjør ikke forskjell på folk.
So I've shared just briefly the vision about China.
Så jeg har kort delt visjonen om Kina.
I'm so honored to live in a time of opening doors.
Jeg så føler meg beæret
And
at vi åpner
beginning of the last great revival.
Vi I den siste vekkelsen.
But it's going to continue all throughout the earth.
Og det vil fortsette over
hele jorden. But it has to do with the Holy Spirit.
Det handler om den hellige ånd.
How many of you have not been baptized in the Holy Spirit?
Hvor mange av dere som ikke blitt døpt I den hellige ånd?
I would love to pray for if you haven't.
Hvis det tilfelle, så vil jeg gjerne be for deg.
For every Christian.
Det for noen som for alle det.
Every Christian has the Holy Spirit.
Alle kristne skal få den hellige ånd.
But we need to be baptized in the Holy
alle
Spirit.
Alle har den hellige ånd, men du trenger å bli døpt også I den hellige ånd.
I went to church for 16 years. You can get my autobiography.
Jeg hadde vært I kirken I 16 år. Du kan få biografien min.
3 years old, I prayed every night.
Jeg ba I 3 år hver natt.
I was very religious.
Jeg var veldig religiøs.
But I didn't know God because I didn't know the Holy Spirit.
Men jeg kjente ikke Gud, for jeg kjente ikke
And in 16 years old, I went to a spirit-filled church. And I met him. He's not like fire or a force. He's a person.
Han ikke en kraft eller en makt eller en ill. Han en person.
And now for the last 56 years, I've walked with him.
Og de siste 56 år så har jeg gått nært ham.
And I know the importance of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
Og jeg kjenner viktigheten av å være fylt
med Helligånd. This is our message in China.
Dette budskap for til Kina.
So let's stand at this time.
La oss reise oss opp alle sammen.
I just ask us to lift our hands and worship the Lord.
Jeg vil gjerne at du bare løfter dine hender og så tilber
Herren. be prayed for, you can come forward.
Och hvis du ønsker å bli bedt for, så kan du komme
and
fram.
And we'd be very glad to lay hands upon you and ask the Holy Spirit to come.
Den hellige ånd komme over deg.
And this is God's promise to everybody.
Det Guds løfte til alle.
Maybe you've just had what I call these stammering lips just at the beginning. That's okay, but God...
Mulig du bare har hatt litt sånn her stamming med leppene, det helt greit å begynne med.
God wants to give you a language.
Men Gud ønsker å gi deg et fullt språk.
Because we use this to intercede and to pray for people.
Vi bruker det når vi her I forbønn og ber for
Also, in Jude 20, it says that we build up ourselves on our most holy faith.
Det står også I Judas 20 at vi oppbygger oss selv I vår hellige tro.
It's very important to pray in the Spirit every day.
Så det viktig å be hver dag I ånden.
And I will tell you, when you begin to pray in the Spirit after a while, you'll be feeling really happy.
Og når du begynner å be I ånden, så vil du kjenne at du blir glad.
It may not be so much when you begin, but you pray for an hour or so, you begin to really get released.
Kanskje ikke etter sånn 10-20 minutter, men etter en time så kommer forløsningen ofte.
And you know, it's good for your body.
Og det godt for kroppen din.
It brings you healing to your body.
Det bringer legedom til deg.
Make you live lot longer.
Får deg til å leve lenger.
Less time at the doctor.
Mindre tid hos legen.
It's, there's a medicine, there's a healing in your body.
Medisin og helbredelse I det.
But the main thing is that We're in the Holy Spirit. We're listening to Him. We're walking with Him.
At vi den hellige ånd, vi går med ham,
so,
vi med
if you like prayer, just come forward.
Så vi ha bøn, så kommer
and let us all lift our hands and begin to
så
worship the Lord.
Hender, så vi
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.